If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Market Watch is proudly brought to you by Top Sport, home of the Top Sport betting multi. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.
Righto, let's go to this first big game. It's a sellout at the SCG. It's always a good clash. It's actually a replay of the final from last year, or a rematch, Australia versus New Zealand. How do these two sides match up head-to-head? And also, give us the markets first, Tristan, but also, after that, Hads, give us an understanding of the amount of data. I was listening to Adam Zampa talk about how he loves his preparation. So he will go through and have a look at every single batsman that he'll be bowling to, where he should be bowling, what their strengths are, and where his field should be, which I thought was great insight into the level of intel that's available. But market first, Tristan.
Yeah, and we actually did see that video when you celebrated the man cad, similar to Timmy Pringle getting through to the World Cup as well, Jimmy. So it was good to see. You're very happy with that. But the Aussies are firm favourites, $1.50 against the Kiwis, $2.60. So that's about as short as you get in an opening fixture of a World Cup between two high-quality nations. So the Aussies are firm there, $1.50, $2.60. Do you think that's about right, Hats?
I think this is the toughest game in the tournament for the Aussies. I think the first game of a World Cup is always tough. You want to be, you talk about peaking at the right end of the tournament, making sure you're playing your best cricket when it counts. But you need to win this first game. If you don't win this first game, I think there's going to be a bit of weather around this World Cup if you look at the long range forecast. So I think Australia will win. New Zealand, though, they're a tournament playing team. They're a tough team. They understand their roles really well. They do all those little 1% things really well that make good teams. So, mate, they're not out of this. And if they can get Australia to play their style in the grind, and all of a sudden they can cause an upset. But I just think Australia's going to be too long. And with Adam Zampa and the analytics, mate, that's a great insight to what's been an extraordinary 2 years for Adam Zampa. He's one of our main bowlers. I think he could be the difference in this first game against New Zealand. They've got two really good sets of quicks. But Adam Zampa has been bowling a lot of tough overs. Aaron Finch calls on him. If they don't get off to a good start in the power play, they'll let him bowl in the power play. They'll use him in the middle overs. He's been also used at the back end of the game. So that just shows his development and what time these players put in. You also seen that he's been bowling with a wet ball, with a lot of weather around you. You don't want to, if it rains, your spinners out of the game. And that's traditionally what's happened. Oh, it's rain. We can't give the ball to the spin. But Adam Zampa's got, he's ticked everything going into this World Cup. And that's just a credit to the man.
90% chance of rain around Sydney, unfortunately. So, and for that game. And then, of course, there's an 80% chance of rain for the Pakistan-India game. We'll get to that very shortly as well. But how do you, in your planning, beyond the bowling with the wetter ball, how do you actually, you know, how is Andrew McDonald looking at that and saying, right, these are the impacts that it could have on us?
Yeah, you do a lot of the analytics, but the one thing you've got to do into the first game, Jimmy, these players, they just need a break leading into this. They need a fresh mind. They won't overtrain leading in. They've done all their solid prep work with the games against England, the West Indies. So the main thing for them is they go in with a clear mind. They've got all the research, the numbers they need, but it's about going in there now and playing what's in front of you and join the occasion of a home World Cup. It's a sellout at the SCG, and there's no better place to play when it's a sellout there. It's the world's biggest nightclub. So they've just got to go in with a clear mind.
Before we get to Pakistan-India, there is a game too. England taking on Afghanistan over there in Perth. You better give us the market for that one and get your thoughts on that game, Hads.
Yeah, England very firm favourites in this game, $1.12. Afghanistan obviously have set the world on fire in recent times with their improvement in this format. They're $6.25, but England look like they should be too good to get a result early in the in this part of the tournament.
Yeah, oh, I understand the market. England are red hot favourites, and I think they'll get over Afghanistan pretty easy. What I'm disappointed about this match is that it's in Perth. I would have liked this fixture to be on the eastern side of the country where the ball spins a bit. They've got some world-class spinners. We've seen a lot of Rashid Khan. They've got Majib there. We've seen a lot of him with the heat. He's good with a new ball or in the middle overs with his trick shots. So I think England will win it easy, but I would have liked this game to be on the eastern side.
Well, let's have a look at the game on Sunday. Absolutely incredible, isn't it? There is literally standing room only. It's a complete sellout. Corporate has sold out as well. Pakistan v India. So there's 100,000 at the ground. You've already hinted at maybe 500 million people watching this game. What's the market say for these great rivals, Tristan? And we'll get your thoughts on it, Hads.
This market is almost identical to the Aussie-New Zealand game, where it's $1.50 India, $2.60 Pakistan. So India, obviously, one of the best countries in the world at this format. Pakistan, though, we know what they do, and they always live for this game. So $1.50 India, $2.60 Pakistan has India firm favourites.
Yeah, Tristan, this is a tough one. Is this one of the games you throw everything out the window? It's whoever can handle the emotions. We talk a lot about when you take the field, play on skill and not emotion, but you got 100,000 screaming fans. And as you said, there could be 300 to 400 million people watching this. So it's whoever can settle the quickest, get into their groove. India got a great team, but Pakistan are a really hard team. They could be there right at the back end of this tournament also. They've always got a good stock of fast bowlers. As I said before, you've got Afridi. You've got Harris Routh, who was seen with the Melbourne Stars, who'll know these conditions pretty well. So, mate, this is just a great occasion. And I'm just hoping that the weather holds out. What an event this is going to be. Yes, we can try to tip the winner and make a case, but I'm actually just looking forward to the occasion here. This is a non-Australian team playing. There's 100,000 people at the MCG. Mate, sit on your seats, enjoy a barbecue. This will be a great one.
Yeah, absolutely. Well said on that one. It does seem incredible, isn't it? But absolutely huge. All right, mate, based on these first three games, do you have a betting option for the punters they might want to follow?
Yeah, it's interesting. I'd like to have a look at the player of the tournament market. I just been watching it, and Jimmy, you know I'm a fan of this guy, and he's been coming good in this form of the game. But, mate, Mitch Marsh, he'll suit these conditions. He likes the pace on the ball. He's just starting to come into a bit of a form after his ankle injury. So, and I'm interested to see what Tristan's got with player of the tournament markets. Who's up there?
Yeah, no, well, he obviously he's going to be a massive chance. We're actually... With that market, yeah, we've just got it up here now. So he's in there, one of the big options in betting. He's $26. So you've got the favourite as Bubba at $15 with Davey Warner at $15 and your man that you touched on from the English side, Josh Butler at $15 as well. So they're the three equal favourites. But then down the board a little bit, you've got Mitch Marsh at $26. Just a couple of the other guys you mentioned earlier, Pandya, if India is set fire and he's going to do it with both aspects of the game, he's at $21 as well. And then from the South African side, you always want to look at a little bit of value in these markets. If South Africa are to progress, it will come down to Rabada, as you touched on. He's $41 as well. So Mitch Marsh there, $26, but certainly a wide betting option. There's plenty of guys that can perform at good odds.